Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So for us to say that, they must have really just done a great job. So we appreciate that. We have 1 hour to go. Jake Volnick coming up. He's going to take you all the way to the game. He'll have all pro or hell no because he gets the fun. But that's fine. No, that's fine. I'm not mad about that. No, I'm kidding. But JP's coming up. JP and I have got 1 hour to go. Jake's coming up at 7 there. But let's get to kickoff conditions. Driven by Classic Chevy of Menor. Game time right about 34, 35 degrees. It's going to be windy, about 10 to 15 mile per hour winds. Some significant chance of precipitation. That's rain and snow. And actually, we should just say, to anybody driving up to Cleveland, give yourself a little extra time today. The roads were pretty good when I got in here. I'm going to imagine I'm going to go a little slower on the way home. So just be careful. It's going to be it's going to be cold enough outside. We don't need to add any sort of traffic fun to this.
Yeah, be safe. You know, one of the jobs I did have in college was I put together like traffic reports for all the news stations when I was in, you know, St. Louis and school and everything. Mm-hmm. And the time, like days like this, you would just see so many accidents. Hey, people don't know how to drive, and when it rains or when it starts to snow for the first time, people just have no clue.
Yeah, and
so be safe out there.
Yeah, be safe out there. And again, kickoff conditions driven by Classic Chevy of Menor. And you and I were talking about this in the pre-show. I think Ken and Anthony got into this as well. I think people are expecting a Steelers takeover, a Yinzer takeover of Brown Stadium today.
Yeah.
I don't know that I expect that, but I will say I do not expect to hear the typical loud, roaring Browns crowds that we've come to know the last couple years.
I mean, Daryl says he's got friends that are just handing out tickets like it's Halloween and it's candy. It's very confusing to me.
I've had two people reach out to me who I rarely ever talk to who said, hey, you want tickets? I'm probably 70th on their list. Like, this is stranger in a van just throwing candy at any kid who might say yes.
That is actually a way to build up some goodwill gesture, is that you reach out to the people you know are going to say no. So it's like, I offered you the tickets. They didn't take the tickets, but you get credit for giving people tickets even if they don't actually take them.
Now, do you do what I did, which is I was like, where are they at?
This goes back to our conversation earlier in the show.
If they were lower bowl, I'd have to really think about it.
We Jerry World.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting in 500. I don't care if the tickets are $25 a piece. I'm not doing Section 505 because my TV is better.
Okay, in that case, you have a chance to potentially win, the Cowboys do, over a bad Giants team. I think some people are selling a fight with this idea of the Browns.
The win is just as good from my couch.
It actually might be better from my couch because then you have to drive
home.
The
win is great from my couch. But the Muni lot was apparently pretty packed already this morning, though. Like, people are going to go to this game.
And by the way, because we know we're going to have a few people listening to this out at the Muni lot, just want to say, you guys are the real heroes. You're tailgating in this one, I just salute you. This is that. Like, so, that to me is like the amazing part of fandom. I will celebrate that.
I have a different theory on this, although obviously the Muni doesn't take anything when it comes to affordability, and you could do this every single week.
Yeah.
But in games like this, I feel like There's a certain clientele that goes to NFL games. It is not like when you and I were growing up and it was just basically a free-for-all and it was all economies that were there. And the NFL's priced itself into a different class. It just has. These things are they're crazy expensive to go to these games. But when you get games like this where it's basically $25 to get in, it becomes a free-for-all. And the people that could always afford it probably stay home. And the people that are like, oh, this is the first time in 2 years I can afford to go to a game, they come out. And it gets real rowdy.
I will tell you, yeah, that usually happens, and it's not good for Steelers fans. Be safe, Steelers fans. All right, so this I actually am going to turn this into a two-parter. One, do you think Browns fans will send a message to the Haslams tonight? And if so, do you think the Haslams will hear it?
I think – so what I love about this is that this is the spot. If you want the Haslams to hear it – it reminds me of James Franklin a couple weeks ago when he lost to Ohio State, and then that one Penn State fan was just yelling at him, and then James Franklin acted like he never heard anybody yell at him before. And he's like, well, what did you say?
What's your name?
Yeah. And then, like, the guy just ran up the things. But he got so in that moment because James Franklin puts himself in an echo chamber. Yeah. Jimmy Haslam, if he wants to, and I don't know if he does or doesn't, but if he wants to, can surround himself with yes men, can surround himself with people that only talk great about the team, even
like,
at
like
even
guys
at 2
named
and 8.
Like Paul DePodesta.
Yeah.
Like specifically like that name, he can surround himself with like people that
he
name.
Can listen to programming that is only sunshine and rain. Okay, like he can do that if he wants to and put himself in this his own little echo chamber of Browns are still awesome. But you can't hide from the fans on game day, and Haslam has a suite. And so if you want to get at Jimmy Haslam, this is how you do it. It's simple. Either let a bunch of Steelers fans take over or just simply don't show up, and he'll notice.
So I don't – listen, take this for what it is because this is not a report in any ways. But I have heard – then more than once this year, Jimmy has left the suite in a huff, in
for
disgust.
Sure,
and this
you just can't hide from this.
So this would if those things that I've heard through the winds are true, this would be like
well,
the third
Mary Kay
time.
Said it this morning with Ken and Anthony about how she put it the right way. Why would he look happy?
Yeah,
but like this is the one spot you can't hide, Nick.
Yeah, and so that. Brings to mind this idea that we've been talking about. I do think, like, I think most times, you know, fans boo, fans jeer, and I think owners slough it off. This is a really tough one to take if it happens. And again, this is all predicated on how does it look. But if you don't put your best foot forward tonight on national television with a rivalry game, with your fans there, and then the fans, like, this it becomes a conversation tomorrow in a way that I think Jimmy and the ownership group will listen.
I think sometimes we forget just how much of a yes-man relationship these guys all have and how they surround themselves with people that only say nice things. Like Dave Tepper in Carolina comes to mind, right? That restaurant that said the mean words about the Panthers that got him such in a fit of rage, he pulled over and then went into the restaurant demanding that they change the sign.
Took the guy's hat off, which... Like, usually get your ass beat.
Think about it. All anyone was doing was talking bad about the team, but he was so shook by one sign. Why? Because he surrounds himself with people that only tell him everything is awesome, everything is great, you're in the right spot, you're doing this the right way. I don't know that the Haslams have done that 100%. I have zero ideas, zero knowledge. What I do know, though, when these owners go to the game, this is where you can get at them. Dave Tepper also threw drinks out of the suite at one point. Like, this is when you can do it. It's way too late in the week to be calling anyone to like boycott the game or do anything like that, and that's insane. I would never tell you to do that. But if they look out and see a bunch more Steelers or Steelers jerseys than they do see Browns jerseys, and then they a bunch of empty seats on top of it, they'll know the fan base is as mad as they've ever been.
216-474-0092. Do you guys, if you're going to the game, you actually have carte blanche to call in, 216-474-0092, do you want to send a message to the Haslams with how you feel about tonight's game? Like,
am I off base here, Nick? Like, doesn't it seem like the one way you could actually get at him where he has to look at the public response of everything? Because you can turn off the radio, you can not look at Cleveland.com, like, you can do all those things. You have to look at the field out in front of you.
I actually think... I don't think Jimmy actually ignores any of the struggles. I actually think Jimmy might be super realistic. I think you might have the opposite problem where you need to talk Jimmy off the ledge sometimes.
Okay.
And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. We all run one way or another. Some are.
Well, then he should expect tonight, then.
Well, yeah, I think he would. So I think it matters. I do think if that's how you're going to voice your frustration, if you've paid good money for your tickets to go through this whole thing, and you want to voice your frustration, I think this is an ownership group that will listen. Sometimes it's to their own detriment that they listen. I don't think this is the time that's to their own detriment. Like, I think this is, again, like what vexes me a little bit is acting like this is just a 7-10 season. And I think, yeah, I've said it probably 100 times with you, to get to potentially 2-9. And if they get to 2-15, and that's an if, I know that, you don't understand how hard it is to go 2-15 in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's as hard as going 15-2 is, because you have to have everything go wrong. You have to have leadership issues. You have to have effort issues. You have to have focus issues. You have to have things. Like, it's not hard to go 5-12. It's not hard, certainly, to go 8-9 versus 10-7. Thin margin. But the margin from 7-10 to 2-15 might as well be the Grand freaking Canyon.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's really hard to get to a 2-win season. And we still got some games to go, but I just don't think either one of us think that they're all of a sudden going to win 5 games to close out the year here.
So this is why this game is important. And okay, it's important for a lot of reasons.
Yeah,
but
one of the reasons.
One thing to call back on. I've told everybody who said, we've hit rock bottom, there's no lower to go, and how many times I've come out and been like, bep, 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 bep. It's we got you know, going to the Saints game, we got 8 games. You can get lower from here. And then you heard, certainly with the morning show on Monday, you heard the explosion like Krakatoa from Ken and Anthony,
yeah,
of that frustration dam giving way. This is kind of the inflection point. Like, this is where it can get real hairy real quick. You win, man, all those conversations about Kevin tampered down. You lose, and particularly losing bad, it gets really uncomfortable very, very quickly there. Let's see. Frank in Hunting Valley. Frank, are Browns fans going to send a message to the Haslams tonight, do you think?
No, they're not sending a message that he already hasn't seen before. I mean, there's been plenty of games that I've gone to over the past 4 or 5 years where there have been more Steelers fans than Browns fans. But at the end of the day, so I think, Jonathan's point, the only way you'd really send a message would be if you didn't show up. But we know people are showing up, and if and when the Browns win, they'll be cheering.
Frank, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
That is how it works.
One more go here.
We would cheer.
In Olmsted Township, do you think Browns fans will send a message to the Haslams tonight?
Well, I think that Mr. Haslam needs to reconnect with the fan base because he's losing them, okay? So he needs to get in a room with a 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-old, 60-year-old, 70-year-old, even an 80-year-old fan and find out, because he's an outsider. He's not from here. He doesn't get what these fans have been going through for 50 years. I'm in my 60s, what they tell me. But he needs to connect with the fan base, and unless he does that, he's totally going to lose this whole fan. And I don't know how to fix it. I think Barry, he didn't look for what was the converse of Mr. Watson working, so he didn't look at the downside of what's Watson. If he doesn't play good, well, now he put us in this predicament, and that's why he needs to go.
Keith, we got to run now, buddy, but I appreciate you. And right, thanks so much for giving us a call there. Real quick, let's get to the keys to the game, brought to you by Mears Nissan. Keys to the game, driven by Mears Nissan. Mears Nissan, minutes from anywhere. Keys to the game, JP?
You got to find a way to run the ball.
Yeah. And do it well. And maybe let's limit those Jameis turnovers again.
Not going to turn the ball over if he doesn't throw the ball.
Keys to the game, driven by Mears Nissan. Mears Nissan, minutes from anywhere. Will Browns fans send a message to the Haslams tonight? Lock of the week. I don't think JP is going to like mine. Next on 92.3 The Fan.